A federal appeals court has ruled that the environmental assessment behind a massive oil lease sale in the Chukchi Sea in 2008 was faulty. As KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, the decision has cast a pall on the future of Arctic oil exploration.
Eric Graffy is an attorney for Earth Justice. He's argued this case through several rounds of appeals on behalf of environmental groups and the Alaska Native communities of Point Hope and the North Slope. In this most recent appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court, Graffy set out to prove that the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM, miscalculated how much oil would be produced in the Chukchi Sea. At first, BOEM tried to peg potential development to the price of oil, but that was complicated, so the agency ended up choosing 1 billion barrels as the likely output. Graffy says that that number determined
the number of exploration wells that the agency said would result from the lease sale, the number of drilling rigs that would be in the ocean because of the lease sale. It underlay the risk of an oil spill.
Graffy argued that 1 billion barrels of oil was an arbitrary choice, and the appeals court agreed. Now they're sending BOEM back to reassess development in the Chukchi Sea. The price of oil has gone up, so Graffy says BOEM's new study will probably be based on a higher level of activity and production, and Graffy says that could prompt a major reevaluation of Arctic drilling.
The agency has to reconsider the lease sale, whether to hold the lease sale, whether it should open the Chukchi Sea to oil and gas drilling leases, in light of that new analysis that takes a proper look at the potential environmental impact.
The court stopped short of invalidating the 2008 lease sale. Shell Oil recently submitted a new exploration plan for its Chukchi Sea leases, but the company hadn't announced yet whether they intended to go back this year. Now it's not clear if they can. Michael Levine is with Oceana, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit.
Allowing a company to drill exploration wells on leases that were improvidently awarded is not good governance, and we hope that will not be allowed.
BOEM and the leaseholders named as defendants, Shell, ConocoPhillips, and Statoil, can request a rehearing of the case in appeals court. BOEM declined to comment for this story. In a statement, Shell Oil said only, quote, "We are reviewing the opinion." In on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.